Friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Gosh, I reckon we should try that again.
Let's do it.
Who left me in charge?
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Troy said it was going to be obvious.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Now, why on earth are we playing a 25-year-old Nick Cave tune?
Unsure. Why are we?
I'm going to show you right now. There you go.
Oh, wow. Troy has passed me over a vinyl copy of the Peaky Blinders soundtrack.
Three LPs.
Wow. Now, I'm going to admit to my Peaky Blinders ignorance. Can you fill me in about the kind of gist of the TV show?
What?
I'm not a Peaky Blinders fan.
Oh, Troy. Troy's not either.
I think Tess is the only one.
Lillian's
here.
Peaky Blinders.
All right. Peaky Blinders. Giz knowledge.
What do you need to know?
What's it about?
Peaky Blinders is set in sort of the 1920s, post-World War I. Focuses on a Roma family, Roma descent, who have basically set up a bookie and become like the power of Birmingham, you know?
So it's like origin of chavs and white boys and stuff.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But they all wear really beautiful suits.
As Cillian Murphy's
the main character. Right. Tom Hardy's in it too. He's my favourite.
Oh, of course he is.
My boyfriend likes Cillian, but I'm like all about Tom Hardy.
So they're gangsters,
great actor,
or?
Right? Great
yeah,
actor.
Of course.
And you recognise this track from the
This
series?
Is the theme song.
Yeah.
So obviously every episode we hear some Nick Cave.
It is track one on side one.
So it's all contemporary or 20th century or 21st century music on it, right? Like all sort of 2000s.
I would say so. It'd be weird if they played non...
It all looks to be kind of modern British.
Yeah.
For an old school British show, am I guessing?
So it's set in the 20s.
Yeah.
But it's like scored, or not scored, but it's like accompanied by all the stuff like Polly Harvey and everyone else.
Got Anna Calvi, yes. Radiohead.
I'm gonna go yes, because you know this more than me, Troy. I'm looking at it. I'm not listening to it.
Well, you are listening to it.
Yeah, but I'm looking... Now I'm trying to even think if there is music in it.
Apparently there is. That's why we have a 3LP soundtrack.
I only know the beginning, though. That's where I'm most moved by the sound, I suppose.
Got some classic BFM artists on this. We've got Anna Calvi, Savages, PJ Harvey, more Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Radiohead, Laura Marling, Black Sabbath, more Laura Marling, Arctic Monkeys. Very, very interesting. And also kind of early 2000s?
I think sort of 90s, early 2000s. Take a look at that, Lillian. It's, although the other Nick Cave tune is the Live at KCRW Mercy Seat, which is what, only about 3 or 4 years old now.
Right.
It actually follows the seasons.
Yeah.
And it's got quotes from the show.
I'm
it
glad
does.
You're here, Lillian.
It had, between the a lot of the tunes, you have audio pieces from the characters.
Oh, it's so great. I'm going to buy this. Who's your favourite character?
I've never seen him.
Oh, what? Guys.
This is why we needed you, Lillian. Thank you.
To me, it looked like a dress-up. So.
Can we talk about it? It is totally. It's all about the costume. Yeah, sorry. You guys talk about the music.
Thank you, Lillian. We'll see you for Roundup soon.
So we said who was on here. Joy Division Atmosphere. That's an odd one, but okay. But the weird thing is I looked at all on this. It's set in Birmingham, as Lillian said, and I only see one Birmingham band.
Is that Arctic Monkeys?
No, it's Black Sabbath. Arctic Monkeys are from Sheffield, of course.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I always thought their name was a pun on Northern Monkey. Like, so northern they're Arctic.
Yeah, well, Sheffield is so more north than Birmingham, which is in the Midlands, you see.
That makes sense.
Idols as well?
Yeah, Idols are there.
Foals?
It's a really cool collection. We're listening to it in the office, it's totally cool. There's a disconnect in my mind. 1920s, this music, but apparently it works real good, so okay.
Sure.
I feel like this is going to be a great Christmas gift for your loved one who loves Peaky Blinders.
I think so.
Yeah.
Or even just your loved one who likes kind of BFM music circa 2010.
From the UK.
Is it? No, it's not specifically UK.
You've got some Queens of the Stone Age. It's a good collection and a triple LP set. So you have these on the shelf at the moment?
We do.
Just in time for Christmas.
Doesn't it look cool? That if that's the logo of their gang formed in 1919. This reminds me of when in 1920 when I was a thug in Birmingham.
What? Sure.
Does this make you want to watch the show?
Somebody's just texted in saying Peaky Blinders is the bomb.
Oh, great.
So there you go. I'm sure it is, but I don't know. I struggle having
time to watch. I'm surprised you haven't seen it.
Anything.
I'm surprised you're not in it, Sarah, but
yeah,
okay.
Well.
So there we go, the official Peaky Blinders soundtrack covering series 1 to 5. Oh, Jack White's on there too. That's right.
Someone said, doing Christmas sorted, thanks. And someone
else. St. James Infirmary?
Yeah.
Is his Virgin Rocky or
it's actually the White Stripes doing it.
All right.
People are very excited about this. Someone else texted in as well saying, Peaky Blinders is great. I will so be getting this. So
nice.
I hope you got a lot of copies, Troy.
We got a few. Now, let me tell you about what else is happening.
What would you like to go to next?
Well, we'll go for this, but tomorrow is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Record Store Day Black Friday. That's what it means to us. Anyway, what is happening? Well, I can tell you a couple of things. There's exclusive releases, a much smaller amount of exclusive releases than Record Store Day, but still some really good ones. In fact, it could be my favourite lot of things that I'm buying, but we won't go there. Also, what we're going to do is that enough to be special? No. So, wait for this. Wait for this clicking. Miles sets a super fast tempo.
I can see how excited you are about this, and I love it.
So, what you're hearing now is Miles live in Tokyo, 1964.
Would you say this is possibly one of his better known songs?
Yep.
At a clip, you are right.
Listen to the way he called it. Yeah. So this is a period of Miles's quintet when Sam Rivers is the saxophone player. Now Sam only lasted a few weeks. He was just a fill-in, and a lot of people have said, his avant-garde style was too much for the quintet, and he got fired. Not true. I mean, this is a quintet that 4 years before had Coltrane playing with them. So you think someone else is too avant-garde? I don't know. But as Miles said about Sam's short time in the band, in the time he's in the group, he completely changed the band. He completely changed their music. The rhythm section sort of stepped up to meet him. Miles sort of soared over it. It's hard to explain, but at the time, Miles's quintet, live and in the studio, were kind of a different beast. Live, they were still doing, you know, kind of a bop group doing standards, improvising over standards.
This is 60s, yeah?
64. On this Miles Live in Tokyo, there's 5 standards, and so what? Which I guess is kind of a standard by then. But otherwise, there's things like If I Was a Bell, My Funny Valentine, All of You. But
are they all played at this decided clip?
They're all pretty fast. But you can hear Miles now. Is this the same Miles as 5 years before? No, it isn't. So this is a Record Store Day Black Friday release. Has it come out before? Yes, it has. 1969 in Japan it came out. It's never been released on vinyl outside Japan. In the 90s there was a CD version released of it, and it was also part of the box set, Seven Steps to Heaven box set. But here it is, back on vinyl. Shall we reproduce it exactly the same? Why don't we? Why don't we even put an Obi on?
It's got the Obi strip.
Reproduced exactly.
Mm. That's quite beautiful.
The Obi strip's really cool.
Miles is really cool.
He is cool. Look, I'm not negating from the fact that he's cool, but the Obi strip is also quite cool.
And this isn't even the only Miles for Records Today Black Friday. There's also one called Early Miner, which is from the In a Silent Way session.
Holy shit, listen to the drums.
Tony Williams, 18 years old at the time. Here comes Sam. Now, Sam Rivers was actually about a decade older than Miles. Right after this, he recorded his first record for Blue Note, Fuchsia Swing Song, and then Contours, which was re-released earlier this year as part of the Tone Poet thing. And he sort of planted the flag for the Blue Note avant-garde. But listen to him here. Okay, the rest of your lineup, of course, is Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, as I said, Tony Williams on drums. It was Tony that suggested Sam to fill in with the band for a while, because when he first moved to New York, age 13, he had played with Sam Rivers.
Wild.
Was this successful in Japan? Yes. This Miles tour was his first ever tour of Japan.
I was going to say, what kind of houses was he playing to at this point in his career?
5,000 people in Japan right. Each night.
Wow.
So this is in Tokyo at the is it the Kosai Senken Hall, I think. This was the second show of the tour. And they were... whereas at the time in the States, there might have been a bit of sniffiness about Sam Rivers playing on this style. Of, you know, there's some conservative people who were right. Wishing Miles was still doing his 1954 Bieber. Things. Yeah, but in Japan, rapturously received. They got it, they loved it. And Miles responded to that by not leaving the stage when the others were playing. When it was other people's solos, he stayed on stage. See, he was a polite man sometimes.
Interesting human.
Now, I'll tell you what else we're going to do for Records Today Black Friday tomorrow. Our buddies at Le Fare, well, one of our buddies at Le Fare is bringing coffee along. So it'll be Le Fare filter coffee for free all day.
I think he's as jacked up as yeah. This version of So What sounds.
Correct. Also, we'll do 50% off all second hand. And here's the thing, I've just decided now, 15% off everything else. How's that?
You've just decided right now on
just
the
that
spot.
Second.
Wow. The song really got to you, didn't it, Troy?
The song always gets to me.
Yeah, nice.
So what other stuff have we got? We've got pretty much all of the special releases we've ordered. There's like a Bill Evans one. There's I'm trying to think of things outside of the ones that I want to buy. There's like, you know, the Pearl Jam Unplugged and most of the things that you've read about and you've thought, oh, sure, I wouldn't mind that one. There's even the Gun Club 6-Speed 81, a very nice redoing of that. Nonetheless, that's what that is. Herbie.
This is amazing. As much as it pains me, I'm going to have to move us on. What's the third thing you've brought in for us today?
Oh, well, if you're going to be like that.
I knew that was not going to go down well.
Right, the third thing. Now, last week we heard something on Daptone, which was a, what was it? It was the Manhattan Street Band, right? So it was like the soul.
Yeah.
Now, Daptone, you hear the word Daptone Records and you think that sort of soul, retro sort of soul sound. Mm. But the other side of Daptone, this here is also an RSD Black Friday release.
Ooh.
The other side of Daptone is their Afrobeat derived stuff.
Which I don't associate them with. So that's quite interesting.
So here's a compilation to introduce you to that, Sarah. Ooh. It is entitled The Rhythm Showcase Volume 1 on Daptone.
So this is okay.
So it's a comp of either unreleased or rare stuff from the Daptone label.
Budos Band is them as well.
Yeah. So this, what we're hearing now is Anti-Balas. This tune is actually from 2003, I think. Who is this, America? Either way, it was the Japanese-only CD bonus track.
Wow.
But it hasn't been released apart from that. So they put this on here along with a brand new Anti-Balas tune. Who else is on there? You said Budos. There's Coach Mayer. Yep.
In of Nawa.
Yep. Who's a brand new signing.
Menahan Street Band, as you mentioned, Pax Nicholas, the Daktaris.
Now, the Daktaris are a really great sort of conglomerate of people from Anti-Balas and Budos and other things. Don't laugh.
No, I'm just thinking, like, not Bob, obviously.
No.
Sorry, Bob, you're not in the band.
Daktari was a TV show in the early 70s before any of you were born. I'm surprised you weren't in that one as well. So, oh, no, hang on, you weren't born.
And El Rego.
Yeah.
This is a nice little comp. And so this is a special release as well.
Yeah, it's on coloured vinyl. It's Rusty from Daptone was pretty good in helping us to this right when it was, before it was announced, nice. Before they'd even put it together. And in fact, he sent us the audio we're listening to now. I didn't open the record. The audio we're listening to now is actually the tags on the file show it's directly from the mastering studio. Nice one, Rusty.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, so this is cool. This here is, this is more along the soul side of the Afro-influenced stuff, even though at the time it was the Angie Bilas Afrobeat Orchestra, they were called, 19-piece.
Would you say they're the most kind of successful Afrobeat offshoot that they have? I mean, Perth
I'd go as far as to say they're the most successful American Afrobeat players. What do you think of the artwork, Tess? You into it?
Yeah, I like it. One to pop into your collection.
What's that, Sarah?
No, nicely done. I'm just thinking about Christmas and how I'm quite glad that my friends in Whānau don't really buy each other presents, otherwise I'd be broke.
Are you just going to spend all of that money you would have spent on them on yourself?
No, probably on rent. You know, sadly.
Oh no, that's boring.
I like the typeface on the back.
Yep.
With the track list. I think it looks.
No, this is
very
this
nice.
Is shrink wrapped, but it has large letters on it. What does this mean? It's been scrawled on with a Vivid.
Yeah.
For some reason. Straight from the label.
I thought that was part of the.
It is part of the artwork.
The artwork. I don't know. You'll have to unwrap it.
Very niche.
You'll have to unwrap it and find out.
You're just obsessed with wanting to look at the colour of the vinyl. I'll tell you now, it's translucent purple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So this here, the Daptone Rhythm Showcase Volume 1, you're hearing here an Angie Bilas tune called No For Iawomi, which is not for my wife. I don't know what that means. So Angie Bilas, Kochamea, Enoch Nawa, Menahan Street Band, Budos Band, Pax Nicholas, the Daktaris, and El Rego. So that one will be out tomorrow for Black Friday. Right before that, you heard the great Miles Davis Quintet, one of the great Miles Davis Quintets, live in Tokyo. That is out tomorrow for Record Store Day. And on the shelves already, for you fans of Birmingham Roma Bedding Store Gangsters, Peaky Blinders soundtrack, 3 LP set with some dialogue from the show, but a gigantic amount of
it's a lot of good tunes.
Yeah, in fact, I know that this one here, You're Not God by Anna Calvi, hasn't appeared anywhere else. It was written.
I adore
for
her. So much. I saw her in Hobart recently, and it was a spiritual experience. She's some kind of amazing alien. God, I love her.
What I really liked was when Anna Calvi first came out, it was like this girl singing about the devil.
Yeah.
What? That's pretty weird.
She's
weird. Brian Eno on backing vocals. Okay. Sounds good.
Amazing, Troy. Thank you for bringing all of these in. For punters who are interested in coming and looking through the Black Friday specials.
Yes.
Is it like Record Store Day? Will there be people outside queuing when the shop opens?
I don't know. I don't think so, because it's a Friday, not a Saturday.
Right.
Most people have to work to afford their record habits.
True.
But I don't know. Free coffee should get you in. 50% off secondhand should get you in. 15% off everything else should get you in. Tess, it's about time you came into our record store.
Cool and sick, I reckon.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.